You've got it. You've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Every progressive show, as we progress into the future, each passing broadcast is just getting more and more hardcore, more and more jam-packed with absolutely off-the-charts news and information. It is fortunate that you tuned in to this Sunday, the sixth day of January 2013 broadcast, because it's going to be a very important transmission, to say the least. Coming up in 30 minutes, Police Chief Mark Kessler is going to be joining us with state-level nullification at the town council level. In Pennsylvania, they are moving to get a law passed to mobilize their town against the globalists and violations of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And the Declaration of Independence gives them that power. And he is coming on the show. We've found out he's a listener as well. That's good. It's good to know that there's a fellow liberty lovers out there across the nation and the world. And that's what my plan, and Ron Paul's plan as well, has been: nullification at the county, city, state level. Nullification short of secession. But if we have secession, it's not from the United States. It's to have the states pull out of the federally occupied New World Order system and to re-upload the republic. And people are hearing that message. There's a bunch of states moving in that direction, a lot of towns and counties and cities on different fronts. And here's the deal. If 800-plus cities and more than 30 states do not arrest illegal aliens for having no insurance, being drunk, being here illegally, they're above the law, because the police can't arrest them for other crimes. They don't arrest them basically for anything except aggravated assault. And then they're not even deported once they get out of prison. And you can obviously see that in the news everywhere. That's an admitted fact. I'm not picking on the illegal aliens here. It's that it's a fraud that they're above the law, because the system wants an incentive to have them here to drive down wages. You want to know why America's losing its standard of living? That's a big part of it. Prison labor is displacing us. Obviously, dollar devaluation, too high of taxes, make it prohibitive for companies to manufacture and develop things in R&D here in this country. But my issue is, if 800, last time I saw, it was like 880-something, it's almost 900 cities and towns, every big city in the country, almost every small city and many of the towns, medium-sized cities, you name it, are sanctuary cities. And if the cities and counties are getting away, and the states are getting away, with ignoring constitutional federal law, they're getting away with crime. We can get away with something that's constitutional. You know, the feds are like, oh, no, you can't have nullification. Civil War decided that. There's no such thing as the states or counties or cities. Baloney. And it's all about our will. We control our local towns and cities. We get people in there that say, you know what? We're not going to enforce unconstitutional gun laws. We catch somebody in the commission of a crime with a legal gun, we'll throw the book at them. But we're not going to pull over farmers and find a shotgun in the vehicle and take them to jail. It isn't happening. Okay? It's real simple. So we're going to be talking about that today. That's not even the top story, but it's very important, because it ties into a lot of other ways we can resist this globalist takeover by realizing we do have power and we can say no. There were federal laws saying black people weren't human, but the Constitution and the Bill of Rights said they were. And so it took 100 years, but down the road, or a little less than 100, down the road, those rights were claimed. Those rights are there, not given by the Bill of Rights and Constitution, pointed out by it. They're simply signposts, like there's Mount Rainier in Washington State. The sign doesn't make Mount Rainier. It points at it. And the Constitution Bill of Rights points at what is already there. Now, here's the deal. Washington Post talked to the White House. They're talking about executive orders, and they're talking about extrajudicial activity to shut down the Second Amendment. Right here where I live, the city's moving to just outlaw gun shows, period. That's deep in the heart of Texas. We've got a bunch of other really important news as well. They're talking about repealing the 22nd Amendment so Obama can be president for life, basically. Stay with us. sick of the globalists.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, we are live. It is already Sunday, the sixth day of January, 2013, and we're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, broadcasting worldwide, not just coast to coast. On over, it's approaching 150 AM and FM affiliates, XM, Global Shortwave, WWCR, and, of course, the number one radio show online by every major metric, Infowars.com, and, of course, streaming video at InfowarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, let me just mention what's coming up. It's the fullest plate I've ever had on a Sunday broadcast. And next week, maybe even more full. And more full. I mean, the amount of tyranny we're seeing in a week is more than I would see in a year, 15 years ago, 16, 17 years ago on air. Just simply amazing to see all of this happening. Here is some of the news. The 22nd Amendment, H.J. Res 15, has been introduced to overturn that so Obama can run for a third term. And I went and did a check. A bunch of Democratic party sites like Daily Kos and others are fantasizing about Obama for life, kind of like Hugo Chavez, who, by the way, they say if they unplug him, he won't be coming back from Cuba. So we're going to be looking at that. Also, Assad of Syria, not a fan of the guy, definitely a dictator, but a soft dictator. He gave a speech, obviously, today and said, look, Al-Qaeda is being funded by the West to attack Syria. We will fight to the death. And it's true. I mean, it's New York Times, you name it, that our government is putting Al-Qaeda in there to attack a country where Jews, Christians, and all Muslim groups live in peace. His father was somewhat of a brutal dictator in the Hosni Mubarak stripe, which they call light. So he's a light dictator. But Al-Qaeda is just unbelievable. We posted a video up at Infowars.com that I'll play later in the broadcast in the second hour of the main brigades on the suburbs of Damascus, the capital of Syria, chanting, we blew up the towers, we're coming to kill you, America, after we're done here. And it's even on Arab television stations. It's just unbelievable that, and by the way, a year ago when they killed Gaddafi, they had signs on BBC saying, next stop, Damascus, we're coming to Syria. So our government, NATO, and others, the French are leading it. Normally they're anti-war. They're just leading this thing. The French are at the head of this. Well, I've already talked about it a lot. I'm going to talk about it in the second hour. It's just incredible that we were talking about it 2 years ago with Libya when that started, almost 2 years ago in Syria when it started, and now it's like, yeah, okay, our government runs Al-Qaeda. Never mind that. And people send me emails going, well, at least we got Arabs killing Arabs. You know, this is crazy. Assad hasn't attacked anybody. Assad wears a suit and tie. Women can walk down the street and go to college there, and nobody's wearing burqas. That's all ending. Al-Qaeda is chopping Christians' heads off. Just type in Just type in Syrian rebels chop Christians' heads off, stabbing them, making fathers truck bomb or they kill their whole families. And our media has actually run articles saying, oh, look at the rebels doing a great job. And then there's a backlash and the New York Times pulled a video a few months ago showing this. Our media thinks we're so dumbed down, they can show Al-Qaeda chopping a Christian's head off or throwing them off a church top or making them car bomb or they kill their family. And our media is so evil. They're like, oh, look at the rebels. They're so wonderful. I mean, this is so Twilight Zone, I can't even register it. Okay? And I expect corrupt stuff out of government. I mean, I expect all sorts of this. I don't even know what to say at this point because now it's admitted and it's a back of the paper issue. So that's coming up some in the second hour. Okay, hold on to your hats here, ladies and gentlemen, because I told you this was coming. There is an incredible Washington Post article posted up at Infowars.com. It's also on the easiest place to find it, GrudgeReport.com on the left-hand side, at least 20 minutes ago, had it. And here is the Washington Post article, White House weighs broad gun control agenda in wake of Newtown shootings. And they say in here, we're just going to have the ATF go in and extrajudicially with rulemaking, exactly what Larry Pratt of Gunners of America has warned about here in the last month. We're just going to go in and do it outside of law, maybe even executive orders. And, yeah, we're just going to ban gun shows and ban you giving your son or daughter a gun. No more giving family a gun or transferring a gun. And we're just going to put giant, you know, regulatory taxes outside of Congress on the bullets. And it links to all the plans. And it's a long four-page article with links. I spent 2 hours on this sucker last night. 2 hours. I was up till about 1 a.m. on this, okay, following what they're all saying. It's exactly what we knew. It's all their old plans regurgitated, vomited onto us at once. And it is the repeal of the Second Amendment that the Huffington Post, the Atlantic Wire, the Economist, and then the Chinese government, the Russian government, all these governments, even USA Today said, what's with all the foreign governments? It's bad enough to have Piers Morgan over here lecturing us, a redcoat. By the way, I'm on his show tomorrow night in person in New York. That ought to be fun. But to make a long story short, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Adams is sitting in tomorrow. He'll sure do a better job than I do. I'm a fan of that guy. But continuing here, it is just off the chart insane. We'll be getting into that. We have a video clip, and I remember seeing him say this everywhere. And we even found the text of it, but couldn't find the video. CNS News found it, and the video's up at Infowars.com right now. And Obama says, look, I'm not coming after your handguns, your rifles, nothing. Anybody says it, they're a liar. He said that 4 years ago. And I warned people. I said, now in this campaign, because the fix is in, I said, he's saying he's coming after handguns and rifles. They're coming after everything. The Illinois bill that we barely beat last week openly made you turn in everything. Turn it in. And everybody's registered there under the FOID card. That's why you don't want to be registered. Because then they always confiscate, go through the, quote, background check. They know you're a gun owner, but it's not registered when you waive your rights. And they said that, you know, everything's turned in, including pump shotguns, pump rifles. People go, or pump rifles? Yeah, there are a lot of pump rifles, a lot of good ones out there, actually. The point is, if you want something reliable, they're actually pretty good, some of them. The point is that it banned everything except bolt action. Way beyond just semi-auto. So it's all here. It's all happening. We know what they want. We know what they're doing. We know what they're after. And by the way, I'm going to go over some statistics here on air when we come back from the Centers for Disease Control, FBI, and U.S. federal government with links to it at Infowars.com. America's biggest killers, the chart anti-gunners don't want you to see. And by the way, guns are at the end of the list. With 11,493 killed in fiscal year 2011. You always get the numbers a year late. And there you go. But I'm going to go over all those numbers here on air. By the way, an estimated 72% of those were gang-related. Gang members killing each other. So take 70-plus percent out of 11,500, roughly. And we're now talking about 3,500 or so. Maybe 4,000 real deaths from guns. Folks, there's 315 million people here. Let me just give you one number. And this is a conservative number, by the way. Guess how many people die from tobacco use? 529,000. Medical errors, 195,000. Bad drug interactions. Goes on and on. All right, see, I'm already starting to go to it. We're going to cover that after the break, after we get into these audio clips of Obama saying, listen, listen, when you go home and your friends tell you that I'm coming after their guns, I'm not going to take anything. You got a Second Amendment. I believe in it. We're leaving your guns alone. And the Democrats, it's very telling, are yay, because most Democrats are gun owners. Almost everybody's a gun owner now. Every liberal I know in the last decade has figured out government can't and won't protect you watching Katrina and Sandy and all these other events. And once you go out and shoot a gun, you're like, this is no big deal. Running a blender at your house, you have to hold it down, is more dangerous. Running an egg beater, is, you know, it takes more force. I mean, guns are a piece of cake. And once you try one, once you go to a gun, you never go back. I mean, it's that simple. And it's not that we are on power trips, we have guns. It's that we're in charge. We feel empowered. I sleep so good knowing I've got an instant access pistol safe that my kids can't get into right by my bed and one right by the front door. I mean, I am ready to defend my family, so I sleep good.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
To quote Thomas Jefferson, the great thing about the Second Amendment is you will only need it when they try to take it away. That is a Thomas Jefferson quote, similar quotes by other founders. You know, my family fought for the Second Amendment to be created in the Revolutionary War, and my family fought when Santa Anna tried to disarm the people at Gonzales, and then on into the other battles on both sides of my family were involved in the founding of Texas. And I'm not turning my guns in, because it's a symbol, and we know what it means. While the government buys another 200,000 hollow point bullets for the American people on top of the 1.6 billion they already bought in the last 14 months. We're going to be going to that report here today. Government is arming against us and then telling us, turn your guns in because we want to take good care of you. No, they want to be able to do to us whatever they want, just like in Mexico, where they have taken all the guns from the citizens 50-something years ago, and they have the highest crime rate in the world for a nation. The only city that's higher than one of their cities is Chicago, where they have a gun ban. Again, where the criminals run free in government and on the streets. Right now, I want to go to a clip here, and I hope you were listening earlier. The Washington Post has come out and said that they've talked to the White House, and that indeed they're going to use executive power outside of Congress to basically shut down gun shows, tell shops not to sell semi-autos, and just prosecute people outside of law. Just have the ATF claim they have a rule if you transfer guns and things. It's a laundry list, four-page article. White House weighs broad gun control agenda in wake of Newtown shootings. Very chilling. But I wanted to play the liar-in-chief, Obama. This is 4.5 years ago. CNS News found this. I remember him saying this over and over again, that I'm not coming after your Second Amendment. In fact, we have Biden saying the same thing. But here's Obama saying, I'm not coming after your handgun, your rifle, none of your guns. And now that he's not facing re-election, he's like, yeah, I'm going to take everything. Here it is.
When y'all go home and you're talking to your buddies and they say, he wants to take my gun away. You've heard it here. I'm on television, so everybody knows it. I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in people's lawful right to bear arms. I will not take your shotgun away. I will not take your rifle away. I won't take your handgun away.
And I will not hire any lobbyists, broke all records. I will not sign executive orders to circumvent law. More executive orders than all presidents before him, from George W. Bush back to George Washington. I will not have signing statements breaking all the records. But he's got a peace prize, so he can put al-Qaeda into countries to chop Christians' heads off. I mean, it is just amazing. Amazing. Let's go to Joe Biden during the same 2008 campaign saying the same thing. Here is Joe Biden talking about his Beretta handgun after he talks about a shotgun, which is semi-auto, which they would ban. Here it is.
I guarantee you, Barack Obama ain't taking my shotguns, so don't buy that malarkey. Don't buy that malarkey. They're gonna start peddling that to you. I got two. If he tries to fool my Beretta, he's got a problem. I like that little over and under. You know, I'm not bad with it.
And he's
so get
I think
me
he's talking about a Beretta
break.
Shotgun there. The point is that there is Biden saying they're not coming after your guns. When he wrote the original assault weapons bill in 92 that they had to water down, and we have Feinstein, we'll play it later, we played it last week and throughout the week, saying, Mr. and Mrs. America, get ready to turn in your guns. And his original bill banned all semi-autos, period. So decades later, or 15 years later, he's running around saying, oh, I don't want your guns, lying to people. And look, some folks say, oh, Alex, I saw it in the comments on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, they all lie. Big deal. See, they've just got you used to it now. No, whenever George Herbert Walker Bush lied and said, read my lips, no new taxes, and then raised taxes, it was over. And then, of course, we just got something just as bad. Bill Clinton, William Jefferson Clinton, who I used to think was the greatest liar I'd ever known. Obama definitely is better and tells more whoppers. But the issue is that Obama has raised 14 taxes on the general public. You can just type in, it's USA Today, it's Bloomberg. 77% of Americans, that's working Americans, 77% of the country, everybody who works got a payroll tax increase. If you make $36,000 a year on average, it's about $200 a month. $200 a month. And that's just one tax we're talking about. So, and then there's another 13 taxes on top of it and fines and fees and all the rest of it. And then all those other taxes on people making over $125,000 a year individually, quarter million collectively, that all gets passed on to you when you get laid off or middle-class folks don't come and buy goods. You know, there it is, fiscal cliff deal, raise taxes on 77% of Americans, tax policy center and analysis, and now that's official. Okay, let's go ahead. That's now law. Let's go ahead and go to the clip of Obama saying, I won't raise your any of your taxes, not your payroll tax, not your on, raising them all, raising everything he said he wouldn't raise. In fact, they've had Howard Dean come out and say, if you make $10,000 a year, you should pay taxes, extra taxes, about 2 weeks ago. I mean, just look it up. Howard Dean says, poor should pay more. Oh, yeah, because you want to get the economy going. No, you know that high taxes shut down economies. You know Kennedy cut the highest tax bracket by 50%, the next tax bracket by 30-plus percent, and tax receipts did what by the next year? Did they go up 20%? Did they go up 30%, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90? They went up over 100%, more than double the tax receipts. You'd think bureaucrats would want money. No, they don't want money. They want to bankrupt your butt and get you on welfare. We've gone from less than 2% of the country on food stamps in the 30s to now 50 million people. It's doubled the last 4 years from 25 million, and they're set to double it again. The name of the game is takeover. They don't want you uppity having any money. Let's go to this clip of Obama saying he wouldn't raise any of your taxes, any of your payroll taxes. Here it is.
And I can make a firm pledge.
A pledge?
Under my plan, no family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase. Not your income tax, not your payroll tax, not your capital gains taxes, not any of your taxes.
By the way, they have in the now law a surcharge of, what is it, 3.9% on all your 401k investments. You've already paid taxes on this over and over again. Now it's an investment for your retirement or for college, whatever, for your children, and they're going to tax that. And I don't know how bad this has got to get here. And used to, people get mad about this, but and a lot of folks are angry. I mean, Congress does have a 9% approval rating, but I got to tell you, the 35, 40% of people in this country that really are Obama supporters, there's about half the people in the country voted, and a little more than half voted for Obama, the 25, 30%, 35, depending on how you look at it, because he's got 30 million illegal aliens supporting him, so that's about 35% total. I mean, you people are just idiots. I mean, you're chumps. This guy's a collectivist that wants to bankrupt everything and put America through emergency reorganization to make you step and fetch it. They want to break your will. We'll be right back in defense of the Second Amendment with a key plan to save the Republic. Tell folks to tune in right now.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. beta-glucans, and an incredible immune system booster, our own 4-herb tea capsules, and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, we're live on the radio. I won't be tomorrow. It'll be Mike Adams, who does a fantastic job sitting in, the health ranger of naturalnews.com. I am going to get on an airplane early in the morning, and I'm going to fly up to New York to be in studio with Piers Morgan. And they've got a bunch of surprises lined up for me, Alan Dershowitz and a bunch of others to sit there and henpeck at me. But they would do it via satellite, and we were going to do it via satellite. But I thought, you know what? I want to look that guy in the eyes. And so we'll see if they chicken out, boy. They swore to me they won't. I've had CNN chicken out before via satellite interviews, and I'll get really, really upset if they do. But that political rumble in the jungle is set for tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, in studio at the CNN command center that I've been in multiple times. So that should be interesting. Speaking of that, let me just go ahead and play a clip again of Dianne Feinstein, whose Bill Obama says he's going to put his, quote, full weight behind. That's a quote to her last bill. She didn't have the votes for it. Now she has them, she says, to make you Mr. and Mrs. America turn your guns in. Here's that clip.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein worked for more than a year to get the assault weapons bill passed in the face of ferocious opposition from the National Rifle Association. She says she got the best she could.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it. I could not do that. The votes weren't here.
But that was over a decade ago. Now her bill says that. Because, well, a decade ago, the American people wouldn't put up with the UN and NATO commanding our military. They wouldn't put up with the NSA spying on the American people without warrants and admitting it's going after conservative, libertarian, and constitutional groups. See, the whole homeland system is now for us. They admit it. I want to play another clip, and then for the rest of this segment, the next, we're going to go to our guest, a police chief. I want to first play this clip from last year, Lubbock County, Texas, with Judge Head. He's the county judge. That's like the county mayor. Talking about Obama's going to come for the guns. That judge had actually read Obama's quotes and the UN quotes. See, they've all said over and over again they want a total abolition of guns. That's in the preamble to the original UN treaty. But see, when we're informed, when Judge Head is informed, or Police Chief Mark Kessler is informed, or Ron Paul's informed, the con artist and corporate mainstream collaborator media, they just go to the public, oh, that's a kook. That's a conspiracy theorist. Don't listen to them. They don't know what they're talking about. Just listen to us. But see, that doesn't work anymore. That's why they're so desperate to bankrupt America now and get our guns now, because they know America's waking up. That's why they're trying to get in as many illegal aliens as they can, get as much people on welfare as they can. They paid $22 million to ship General Motors to China. Look it up. Barely made the news, but it's in the news. Vault and Cadillac factories. I can't believe Cadillac's made in China, most of them. Anything they can. It's one thing if you move to China. It's another thing if my money paid to move it there. They're not, liberals aren't screwing up. They're not liberals. They're authoritarians. They are engaged in economic siege. But here's Judge Head on local Fox News. And now other police, other county judges, mayors are saying the same thing. If 800 cities and 30-plus states can nullify for illegal aliens, when that is a violation of federal and state law, and just let them do whatever they want, well, we can nullify illegal federal laws when they are unconstitutional and say, our local police under the mayor and under the county or whatever, the sheriff, we're not taking people's guns. Okay, but this police chief goes further. They make provisions to defend the Second Amendment. You've got to call these tyrants bluff. 10 years ago, Feinstein said, oh, I got to get votes to take your guns. We got to get an amendment, lady. Constitutional amendment. Now, a decade later, she's like, oh, we'll just do it with an executive order. That's in the Washington Post. They're seeing what the public does. They're seeing if there's a backlash right now. We're going to go to our guest, but first, here is Judge Head of Lubbock County, Texas, during the election, warning of this eventuality coming to a head. No pun intended. Here it is.
He is going to try to hand over the sovereignty of the United States to the UN.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's going to happen when that happens?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking worst case scenario.
Right, right.
Okay?
I understand.
Civil unrest, civil disobedience, civil war, maybe. I mean, we're not talking just a few riots here and demonstrations. We're talking Lexington, Concord, take up arms and get rid of the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what's going to happen if we do that, if the public decides to do that?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to send in UN troops. I don't want them in Lubbock County.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So I'm going to stand in front of their armored personnel carriers and say, you're not coming in here.
Mm-hmm.
And the sheriff, I've already asked him, I said, you going to back me? He said, yeah, I'll back you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want a bunch of rookies back there.
All right.
I want
That's
trained...
Right. Yeah, he goes on to say they had to create another unit just to deal with the feds. And if every county did that, it'd be over. And people say, well, that's crazy. The feds are God. The feds have been taken over by foreign megabanks on record. Okay, I'm done ranting. Our guest is with us this segment and the next. And he joins us. But imagine 10 years ago hearing that, it would have been crazy. 4 months ago, it sounded a little strange to people. Now it's like, oh, yeah. See, no, that guy was just more informed than even the general conservative out there. Okay, this is what's going to happen. Okay, they plan on raising taxes. Now Obama's already calling for more tax increases. Same thing in 1775. Eating out our substance, reducing us to ruin. That was the plan so the British nobility could buy up all the businesses and land for pennies on the dollar. Was Oliver Wendell Holmes, the Supreme Court justice that said, the famous justice that said, taxes are the price of civilization. And that's true to have somewhat of a civilization, a small, limited government. But what about when the government becomes evil and destructive of those aims, which happens all throughout history, and uses civilization to destroy us and reduce us to slavery? All right, we take you now to Police Chief Mark Kessler in a Pennsylvania town of Gilberton. It's like Mayberry RFK, and the citizens are backing him. Pennsylvania Police Chief proposes Second Amendment preservation ordinance, demand a real plan, nullify unconstitutional gun laws, and he joins us to talk about enact any and all measures as may be necessary to prevent the violation of the Second Amendment. That's right. That's right. Not just say we're not going to enforce unconstitutional laws, enact whatever it takes, any means necessary. I want to salute you, sir, for your stand for the Republic. And it's good to have you here with us. Tell us why this came to mind and where this is going.
Well, thank you very much, Alex, for having me on your show. This came to mind after the Sandy Hook shooting and the outcry for everybody to ban weapons. Hopefully, after 3 or 4 weeks of research, I came up with the idea for the nullification process. And after several drafts, I planned on introducing to the borough council on our next meeting on January 24th, which I hope they do pass.
Well, I hope it does pass. Why did you? I mean, did the clock get so close to midnight? Is that why you came up with this plan?
Events in general that are going on, Alex, right now around the country, in particular in Washington, that everybody's screaming to ban weapons, and they fail to realize that it's not the weapon that's causing the problem; it's the person behind the weapon that's causing the problem. And until they figure that out, they're never going to solve the problem. It's not the law-abiding citizens that are going out and committing these heinous crimes that are so evil and unspeakable. It's the mentally ill, unfortunately, that are doing a lot of these crimes and criminals. It's not the law-abiding citizens.
Well, that's right. I mean, every day in this country, unfortunately, every day I've looked it up, or on average every day, a mentally ill person takes a butcher knife and stabs their family with it. Do I have to lose my butcher knife because they do that? We're going to be right back with the police chief. Pennsylvania police chief proposes Second Amendment preservation ordinance. We appreciate his courage and his forethought. And this is something that can really pick up steam everywhere. I mean, if they let the illegal aliens run free, and that's unconstitutional, how about police and counties and cities just pass laws saying we nullify unconstitutional garbage?
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hey there, Frank Bates here.
Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart of the resistance, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Coming up in the next hour, we'll look at the economy, take your phone calls, and look at the White House and NATO funding radical Islamic groups to invade different countries. I want to show some statistics here and then go back to the police chief from Pennsylvania who's introduced a plan with the city council to have the Second Amendment Preservation Act in their area. And again, big things have small beginnings. But here's an article at Infowars.com by Mac Slavo. America's biggest killers, the chart anti-gunners don't want you to see. And then it goes directly to FBI.gov and the Centers for Disease Control, their own numbers. Tobacco use, 529,000 conservatively. Medical errors, 195,000. Unintentional injuries, 118,000, you know, slipping in the shower. Alcohol abuse, 107,400. Motor vehicle accidents, deaths. These are deaths, by the way. All these are. 34,000 deaths. So you've got tobacco, 500-plus thousand, medical errors, 195,000, unconventional injuries, 118,000, alcohol abuse, 107,000, motor vehicle accidents, 34,000. Going to ban cars because they're dangerous? Well, don't worry. They want to make you drive robot cars now. That's the whole Google plan, so look out. Unintentional poisoning, 31,758. Well, got to ban everything poisonous. Well, everything's poisonous. But you can drink too much Scope mouthwash and die. I mean, going to ban that? Drug abuse, 25,000. Unintentional falls. So that was separate from that, 24,792. Non-firearm homicides, baseball bats, ice picks, butcher knives, rocks, 16,799. Firearms homicides, 11,493 in 2011. These numbers always come out a year late, so these just came out a few weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. The point is that you've got a much better chance of falling in the shower than and dying than from a firearm. And over 70% of those 11,000, go look at the FBI.gov and violent crime statistics, are gangbangers killing each other. Now, 4,000 is still a big number, but it's nothing compared to everything else. This is a hoax. I want to go back to the police chief. Sir, you've got the floor here for the balance of the segment. Where would you like to see this go, the common sense, what you see in your town? How do we get your counsel to get this law passed? How do people read a copy of it so other towns can introduce it? I mean, this is what we need to do, because you've got all these other cities ignoring things that are the law. Well, how about we have cities ignore things that are unconstitutional?
Well, Alex, I've been receiving phone calls from all across the country, from Alaska to California, asking for copies of the alleged proposal I'm going to introduce to council on the 24th of January, from mayors in Chester County, Pennsylvania, to mayors in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, that want copies, different sheriff departments all around the country that are asking me for copies. They have called and given me great support throughout this whole thing. And I would like to see it spread throughout the entire continental United States.
Yes.
By every means necessary, and spread the word to everybody. And we're not going to stand idle. We can't stand and just let these bureaucrats in Washington ram down anti-constitutional law to the American people. It's just not right. And I will not, my department will not enforce any unconstitutional laws against the Second Amendment or the Constitution of the United States, as far as I'm concerned, or the Constitution of Pennsylvania.
Well, I know you're sticking your neck out because you love the Republic and your family and our future. And obviously, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but guns are the canary in the coal mine. I'd like you to elaborate on that, Chief. But looking at this, it's an example of leadership. You do this, and you haven't even put it out publicly yet. Obviously, you will soon on the city website. And you already have people all over the country wanting to emulate what you've done. And that's the essence of this. We have to simply stand up as leaders and do what's right, and others will join us. But if we just stand here and let the tyranny take over, as Churchill said, there may come a time when we have to stand up and fight, because it's better to die on our feet than as slaves, instead of fighting politically early on when our chance for victory was assured.
Exactly, exactly. And God forbid, the last thing we want is any kind of violence. Hopefully, this will be a kind of a gateway for other people that believe in the Constitution and other law enforcement officials and just the average citizen that could make a copy of it, call me, get in touch with me, make a copy of it, take it to their local law enforcement agencies, their local sheriffs, their local politicians, and have them do the same thing that I'm trying to do. And I've been contacted by the Oath Keepers. They're in support of me. The Pennsylvania United PA 912 guys. They're 8 million members strong throughout the country. They're backing me. There's just a whole bunch of people that are.
Yeah, folks are just looking for men of honor to stand up, and you're doing that. And this is what can turn the tide. This is what the anti-gunners are so scared of. They know actual innocents being killed by guns is incredibly rare. They have the statistics. I've been around them. These are cold-blooded tyrants. You know, all the pro-gunners are always so polite and go, what's wrong with these people? Look at the statistics. They're not dumb. Most of them are tyrants. Sure, you've got people at the grassroots that never grew up around guns that are scared of them. But the general establishment people that want our guns, they want them to oppress us. And look, I've told the police this, and the police aren't stupid. They know this. There's a lot of people aren't turning them in. And if a Feinstein gun ban goes through and they try to go around harassing gun owners, it is not going to go well. And what Judge Head talked about is going to end up happening. I want to avert that, and I agree with you. I think we can fix this just by political action.
I hope so. I hope so, Al. The last thing, like I said, we want is any kind of violence erupting throughout the country. And hopefully this sends a clear message to Washington and to the media that we're not going to stand idly by and let them confiscate the Second Amendment or tamper with the Constitution itself. And that's that. I mean, we got to band together.
Wow. You know, I was looking up your town. Friday, I had a caller because we were already covering your report Thursday and Friday. And the caller said, oh, no, let me give his number out. He's happy to have his number out. And I said, well, wait, let me get him on and make sure it's okay to give his number out. Very you know, nice of you to give your number out for mayors and sheriffs or others that may want to get a copy of it. And if you'd like to send us the proposed town ordinance or law, we would love to post it at Infowars.com so you don't get hammered. But if you're willing to answer a couple hundred phone calls, go ahead and give your number out.
If they want to get in touch with me, Alex, our phone number here at the office is 570-874-4790. And I'd be more than happy to talk to anybody who wants a copy of the proposed ordinance and give them, supply them a copy with it.
Well, again, I got to say it. I'm not kissing your butt here, Chief, but I got to say, what you're doing is what will save this country, and it almost brings a tear to my eye because so many people say, well, I'll just wait till they come for my guns and we'll have a revolution. Folks, that is the last thing we want. Whoever shoots first loses. We want to stand up politically and use that force to defend our freedoms, not shoot our mouths off. And I've told people this. If you won't politically get involved to defend your freedom, it's talk. You will never physically defend when the time comes.
Correct, Alex. You're right on point there. Right on point. I couldn't agree with you more. Let's just hope everything goes the way it, on the 24th, and I urge the borough council to take a good long look and a hard look at this proposal, and hopefully they'll side with the Constitution and pass this ordinance.
We're going to do five more minutes with you, Chief, and let you get back to your family, but start with the ordinance. What does the ordinance basically break down?
It breaks down basically that the borough of Gilbertson is going to recognize the Second Amendment of the Constitution of the United States and the Second Amendment or Constitution of Pennsylvania, Section 21, the right to keep and bear arms in Pennsylvania. And we're going to nullify any state, local, or state, local laws, ordinance, or regulations
federal.
Against the Constitution or Article 21 of the Pennsylvania Constitution.
In fact, there is the text. It's actually in our article. I've seen that, but I wanted to double check. The text is at Infowars.com in the article breaking that down. Very, very exciting. Do five more minutes with us, Chief. We're going to come back and let you finish up any other points you want to get to. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the second hour. Then I'll give the number out. In fact, I'll give it out now. It's 877-789-ALEX. That's me, Alex Jones, 877-789-2539. Other police, military, are you going to stand with this American patriot who is simply standing up and defending the rights that our ancestors paid for with blood? Or will we go quietly into the night with the socialist health care? By the way, New York Times is reporting what I told you months ago. The new health care bill has now doubled the average insurance premium. I mean, you talk about a scam. You talk about a ripoff. Your insurance premiums have now been doubled under Obamacare because the offshore banks wrote the bill and they own the insurance companies.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.